When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Girl Powerful Podcast.
We're two sisters on a mission to entertain
and educate by learning from women who live a purpose-driven life.
Be sure to subscribe and rate our podcast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Girl Powerful Podcast. Today, we decided to do something a little bit different and have our own solo podcast talking about something that we've both been going through individually, and we thought that we could share with everybody listening. Today, we're going to talk all about moving, changing, evolving, and allowing yourself to have different chapters of your life. I'm here with my sister, Teddy. Hi, Ted.
Hi, Sonia.
How are you doing?
Good. It's fun to just talk to you and hear from each other. And
I know.
As we also, like you kind of said, like it's okay to have different chapters. That's why we wanted to get on here, because we've evolved a lot in the last couple of years. I feel like there's been so many changes. So I'm excited to talk about that and inspire other people to lean into that feeling that you might have. It's like, this isn't quite right. Maybe there's something else.
For sure.
And so like listening to those little voices in your head and taking action and just taking a chance, because there's some exciting rewards on the other side of the risk taking.
Absolutely. Yeah. First, I want to acknowledge there are two types of changes, really. Changes you can't control. So the spur of the moment, maybe chaotic or fearful things that happen to you that you have no control over. But then there are things that you can control. And you can make those changes, like you just said, like, I have this desire to do something. I'm always thinking about it, but I don't act on it. That's kind of in a place that we both have been individually, is making changes for ourselves that we can control to better our lives. So I just wanted to kind of hear from you, because you have major life changes happening. And I remember in 2020, we went on a road trip through 5 states, and you kind of, I saw your like aha moment, like your, no,
my breakdown moment.
Yeah. I saw it firsthand. It was right in front of my face, and it was, you know, it wasn't like a happy time, because it was like it was vibrating so hard and you like, I need to change. I need to change. This isn't working for me.
Yeah.
But now you're on the other side of it. So it's kind of cool to be here with you to hear about the process and what you decided that you really wanted to do. What's the price of change? What did you have to sacrifice? When did you make that decision to get out of your comfort zone? So,
and to lean into like the messy feeling of discomfort, right?
Yeah.
Like you saw, like when I decided to move from LA to Boise, Idaho, it wasn't like, you know, we use that word aha, like, oh, this is the move. And yes, that happened in it, but it didn't feel like, oh, yay. It wasn't like I was getting tickets to Disneyland for free passes, you know? Mm-hmm. It was like, oh, no, this is going to be hard, but I'm kind of craving this hardness right now. Like something on the other side of this is going to be the right answer for me.
Yeah. So when you were in LA, did you ever feel pigeonholed into a certain role when you were there? Because I know we were both there for over 10 years. Mm-hmm. So a whole decade spent on the west side of LA, you know, in a great, beautiful community. But did you ever feel like you had to be just one person and you really couldn't grow or expand?
Yeah, for sure. And especially because of Girl Powerful, and like having a teaching background and also like giving swim lessons and taking care of other people's kids, like whether it be babysitting or whatever it was, all the families and all the adults that like were inspiring to me and I like looked up to, like just saw me as like the help, like not in a mean way or anything, but it's like I couldn't get out of that role and that like character I was playing in their lives. So right. I was like, in my life, I wasn't like the star, you know, like LA is like everyone else is the star and you're like, maybe get to be in the pilot, but you get cut. You know what I mean?
Like,
totally. It just, like, wasn't like what I wanted at all. Like, it wasn't like what I feel like my true destiny is. And it doesn't mean like LA is never in my future. Maybe I can go back with this confidence I've built over the last couple of years to see mm-hmm. if I can, you know, live my life and be my own star in my own life. But yeah, before the pandemic, I felt like stuck a little bit and I felt like I had no idea how to change myself and have a new chapter, but also like try to like change and inspire people to see me in a different way.
Yeah. So what was calling for you? Like anything specifically?
I think I just wanted like true abundance and like love and just like all the things that like, you want, right? Like everyone's like list of like five things they want are pretty much the same. Like we're all just human. And in LA, it wasn't happening for me. So I was like, this is enough. I don't know where I'm going. I don't know what like exactly I'm looking for, but I know it's not here because it's not landing. Nothing is landing and nothing is like in flow here. LA was like hard and sticky and like you're like had mud on your boots and we're just trying to like not sink in the sand, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
I feel that. And you really made the best decision for your best interest, which was moving and trying something new, starting over in a new place with a new career.
Mm-hmm.
And I think
it's important to know, like, if you're going to make a change or you're feeling like even boredom, it's like, if you make a change, it doesn't mean that it's permanent, right? Like, I know it's probably not permanent for, you know, like nothing is. And like, if you would have asked me 5 years ago in LA, are you going to be in LA forever? I would have been like, yeah, I am. But now okay. I've like opened my mind and like my heart more that I understand that life isn't meant to like be like one story. It's like a bunch of little stories that add up to your big life, you know?
Right. Right. And it gave you this sense of confidence and courage being here. It like was like the space allowed you to actually grow. So it was a really beautiful thing to witness. I think the most important thing is like, if you are feeling stuck or unhappy or, you know, just out of place and you keep thinking about something, really sit down with yourself and identify like, what do I want to change in my life?
Yeah. Like, what about you? Like, why did I know? Like, I was like, having this breakdown in downtown Boise crying at a lunch and like thinking, I guess I'm moving here. But like, you weren't like, oh yeah, me too. Like, you're like, I'll help you move there, but I don't want to end up there. Like, so why did you move? And then also like, why have you stayed? Like, what has happened good for you here that you're leaning into? And what do you like fear by staying here?
Yeah, I felt the same with you about like the comfort zone of being in LA, but we were working, you know, with children. We were always in service. So I felt that too. I was like, I was never going to be seen as a meditation teacher or, you know, anything like as a marketing professional, because everyone saw us as Teddy and Sonia of Girl Powerful, you know, and our best friends were 12. So it, you know,
and that was like, okay. It did serve totally. Us for that time, but
totally.
Sometimes I felt like I want to grow up. Like we were surrounded by kids. It's like, okay, wait, I'm in my 30s now. I can't be acting like a kid and like only having kid level like conversations.
Yeah. Yeah. I would see the parents. I'd be like, I want to be like you. I want to flourish like you. I want to build this beautiful house like you. Mm-hmm. So that's where I was coming from. And being up here actually allowed me to get a really great job in clean tech, which I know I've touched on the podcast before, but it's important to me because it's something that's helping the environment. So everything I like to do, I do like to have a positive impact, but it's also serving me very well financially. And so being able to like have a full year coming up this summer at this company that allows me to have my independence, yet do good, yet make a lot of money, mm-hmm. it feels good. And it's honestly, it's like that whole thing. It's like, sometimes it doesn't really matter like where you are. It matters what you're doing. Mm, so
I like that.
You know,
like
being, that. Yeah. So and that's like, where it is for me. Like,
and like the grass is always greener, right? Like it's yeah. like you're in LA, you're doing all the fun stuff, you're invited to the parties, you get free swag bags and workout gear, but you don't have the other 10 things that you have in Idaho. But then when you're in Idaho, you don't have the things you had in LA.
Yeah.
So it's like confusing, but I think that's when like self-care and having something deeper, like how we have our connection, like with like a spirit or like God or whatever, is important.
So important. It's kind of like it's just speaks to you directly. And it's really important because we are creatures of community. So we want community, but at the same time, we're living this experience as individuals. Yeah. So it's so important to be able to be like, set aside time to meditate, close your eyes, really ask yourself, am I happy? Identify you in a change in your life, kind of face the fear. Because, mm-hmm. you know, like a lot of times it's like, I could have ended up waking up 5 more years ahead in that same apartment in LA, miserable. Yeah. So, you
and
know, like
you have to have like 5 quick years where, you know, you're making the most money you've ever made. You have a house, you have a new car, you have all like these nice friends that do show up for you. And
yeah.
And like, it might not be perfect or what you maybe thought, but it's like, at least I'm not laying in my bed in Amherst Manor, yeah, you know, or like ordering Postmates and like acting like it's okay to be, you know, 40 something in an apartment that you've lived in forever. And like the walls just keep creeping in and you're just like, wait, what? I'm driving down Pico and yeah, I'm going to the beach, but I'm bored. This is boring. And I think that something about change that's special and exciting is that it's exactly that. It's change. It's like you kind of have like different senses that get to kick in because you're not on autopilot.
Right.
Like even if Boise is a more grounded, like humble place to be, like it's not as exciting by any means, but you notice the sky and like you notice like all this nature and all that stuff, which is special.
Yeah. It is special. You slow down and you really appreciate life, and it gives you an opportunity to build what you want, right? To be the star of the show.
Yeah. Which and we are the stars of the show.
Everyone listening is the star of their show.
No, we're the stars of Boise, Sonia.
Yeah.
Everyone that isn't here listening, we got on the front page of the magazine or the local lifestyle magazine here without even asking.
As entrepreneurs, we know that no one has a business like your own, with all of its strengths and challenges. To succeed, you need a hiring partner that really adapts to your needs. You need Indeed. Indeed is the hiring platform where you can attract, interview, and hire all in one place. So instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring partner that can help you do it all. One of the things I love the most about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place easy. Even better, Indeed's the only job site where you only pay for applications that meet your must-have requirements. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/girlpowerful. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/girlpowerful. That's Indeed.com/girlpowerful. Terms and conditions apply. Do you need to hire? Then you need Indeed.
We got on the front page of the magazine or the local lifestyle magazine here without even asking. So
they just did it. They slapped our picture up there.
It just flow here though. Like you can flow in different places. And that doesn't mean in a big city there's no flow, but if it's not flowing for you, maybe like
like Sonia mentioned earlier, like sit with that question, like, what is it that I want? And are my needs being like met by just my environment? Like you can be doing, like in LA, we were doing things that we thought were pushing us forward in career and relationships and body, like, but it just didn't land the same way. So yeah. Environment's a huge thing. Like, yeah, who you're around, their vibe, what they find important. Like, so sometimes in like smaller towns, you find more humility and just like normal people that you can actually have that nice connection with that might not be as exciting, but it's also not toxic.
And it also feels good to be connected at that heart level.
Yeah, definitely.
I was trying to think, like, going back to 2 years ago when we told our family in California that we were moving. And I remember a 93-year-old Aunt Dottie was like, Idaho, Idaho. And she just, I just remember her face. Mm-hmm. And then she is like, why would you move away from your family?
Total and, confusion. She was confused.
Yeah, she was very confused. But it made me like just think about it. And it's like this gut feeling. You had it. You wanted to move, you know, to Idaho with a hot real estate market. I just wanted to move. But it's like, I think for anyone who does want to, like, is accepting that they need to change, make a decision for their best interest, to not let other people stand in the way of your own path. Because this gut feeling is your intuition and it's telling you something.
Yes.
And I think really the way to combat that is like, you don't want to be like, yeah, Aunt Dottie, and like get mad at her, you know, or whatever your like reaction is to them.
Yeah.
Just tell the people that you love your reasoning for your decision and hopefully they will understand it.
Yeah. And even like have the courage to just be different than your family and your friends. You know, the only person that knows what's best for you is you. And that's, it's an important thing to know, especially like as you age. Like, if, I hope everyone is developing into the way that they do know themselves better every year and they do trust themselves more every year. Cause then when someone does like negate your thought or your feeling or your intuition, you can be like, no, I hear what you're saying, but this is the move for me. This is what I need. This is what I want. And I'm going to go do it.
Yeah.
And even
and you so, did.
And I did. And some people, the people that really truly do align with you, call you brave and say good luck and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Not try to say, don't be different or stay here and blah, blah, blah. And all the fear-based things that some people put upon you that aren't even yours.
Right.
And we kind of left privately. You know, there's that whole level too. It's like, if you want to do something, change career, break up, like, you know, totally just like change who you are, shave your head, like whatever the, like, it is that you're seeking. It's like, it doesn't have to be a group decision.
No.
You know, if you're 18 years old, you're an adult. Like, I think we all are always asking people to, like, give us that permission. And it's like, no, no, no. You're allowed to make those choices for you because you're the only one that knows what you need.
Yeah. And we're programmed to checklist all these necessary tasks off a list. Mm-hmm. So sometimes it is hard. But then sometimes when you decide to act on it, it's a very liberating feeling.
Yeah. What would you say is the biggest thing that's change in your life in the last year that you really lean into besides work?
I think, well, I know more of self-discipline. So really getting up, knowing how to control my own emotions, my mind, my body, like just all of it, so I can have a happy life. Because if I don't take care of myself, and it's not in a selfish way, it's like my mind goes, you know, my body goes, it all goes. I'm in a horrible mood. I'm depressed. So actually being here has really allowed me to start over and take care of all those things.
yeah, kind of that blank canvas everyone's so inspired by all the time, but no one has the guts to do it.
Well, some people do.
Yeah, that's true. They do.
Yeah.
I think it would be fun, though, to, like, see a lot more people, like, be a little more radical with the change. Like, you know how people talk about, like, radical self-love? It's like, where's the radical change? Like, you know, like Madonna that keeps reinventing herself, or all those pop stars that keep making new outfits, and you're like, how are you even writing more songs? Like, the creativity in the normal person, like us, I want to see more creativity in the normal people.
Totally.
You know, like, back to the beginning, I guess, like, be that, you know, a character type, you're in your own story, be the main character of your own story.
Yeah.
And I think to keep that position, you do have to be creative.
And I think you have to be brave, and you have to be vulnerable. Not to say that living a simple life is not okay. It is fun to be around those magnetic people that, you know, are unapologetic for what they're doing, where they're going, how fast they're moving. I was in a writing circle, and that it was 6 weeks, and it was all women, and it was really beautiful. And I was the youngest one with all these women who have almost like completed multiple chapters of their life. So I felt like I was this like spring chicken coming, you know, learning so much just from them and from their writing. But the whole thing was about vulnerability, because it takes so much from you to actually open up and share your words that you've written down on paper. For a lot of people, they would think you'll be judged, or, you know, it doesn't rhyme, or it doesn't make sense to everybody, but it's your own creative process. So we talked about vulnerability.
Ooh.
How brave it is to be vulnerable. I think that just really resonates with change, with sharing yourself, expressing yourself, leaning into what you want, which is the whole purpose of Girl Powerful, right?
Mm-hmm.
Giving people the tools to have a strong sense of self and know what they want.
Yeah, the tools to build that confidence to go do it.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't always look the same, but it always kind of feels the same when you are doing the right thing for you. We all have the same feeling. It doesn't look the same, but it feels the same.
That's one of my questions. I was wondering, when do you know that you've made the right decision?
I think I know when I made the right decision, when for not only a moment, but probably like a couple days in a row or a week in a row, it's just good. Things are good, you know? Like, it doesn't, like, it's when you talk about being in flow with yourself and the universe and your surroundings, that's when you know, okay, this is right.
Yeah.
And it feels calm to me. It doesn't feel like total excitement. It's all about like the calm and the neutrality and like the safe feeling of safety, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Not like the doors are locked, but just like, oh, I'm so comfortable right now. I could go to sleep. What about
you're
you?
So sweet. I love you, Teddy. That's the same thing. It's like safety and comfort, security. And like your life is supporting you. What you've built is actually supporting you and pushing you forward towards this, you know, living day to day happy.
Yeah.
We were so sick and tired of running and being scared and running on this hamster wheel. It's not like, doesn't feel right. I don't know how it feels right to anybody.
I don't think that sometimes people have like the opportunity to get to check in with themselves. Like maybe they're already parents, or maybe they're, you know, have all these people to take care of. Maybe they're so scared to stop because what if they lose it all? Like there's so much.
You're true. That's true.
And like,
I mean, in a way, it's like we're lucky we were single girls and who got the chance to step off the wheel.
We got to party, but like we got to have like a life party of like, oh, wait, you know, I don't have to do homeschooling and like all this horrible stuff. Yeah.
Right.
No offense, anyone listening. It's not horrible, but like this sounds horrible. So you know,
really demanding. Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah, that was a blessing for us. It really was. and then we got to make some changes. And what you're talking about, just like, or what I was saying, like the calmness and the safety of, you know, feeling like something was the right choice, also is like hard to keep that feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Because like you and I both work in sales. I'm a realtor. You know, work for Tesla solar products. And it's always like people just keep wanting more from you. And I guess you want more for yourself, but I'm also pretty content just doing what I'm doing.
Right.
You know, like everyone tries to give you these scripts and sales and say this and do that and hit these numbers. And it's like, why do we give away our power to and give away like our self-esteem to like someone else's like goals for us?
Right.
It's just kind of frustrating.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, dude, I have plenty of stuff. I have plenty of things. I have plenty of money right now, more than I've ever had. But I'm like not doing that much, but I feel good and I'm being nice and it all is in flow.
Right.
So it's like, it almost scares me to like push or like not be in alignment with who I am by like doing whatever, you know, realtors they say to do, like door knock and cold call and just push and push and push. It's like, how do you even get someone to sign an agreement that to sell their house if they don't want to do that? I'm not going to push someone into doing something.
Right. Well, that kind of sets you apart from other people, is that they see that you value your clients and you're not going to be
pushy,
but it should feel good. And that is what actually Kate Van Horn, the tarot card reader, she said that to me about a tarot reading she did for me. She's like, you're a different kind of realtor because you're gonna ask people how they feel in the home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and lean into feelings, because that's what home is a feeling.
Totally.
Yeah, it's four walls for sure, but it's also
It's a great feeling.
It's a great feeling. We both got to buy homes this year, and it is.
Yeah.
That changes everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Changes everything. So I think to anyone listening, do not be afraid to change, right? To move, to grow, to evolve, to pivot, to reinvent yourself.
Yeah. What do you think is the easy, like, not easy, nothing's easy, but to reinvent, how does someone reinvent or aka reset themselves?
One time I did this really great exercise where you put like me in the middle. It was a me map. It's like your finances, your security. It's you as your individual self. It's your diet and your health. You put these like in circles around you. You could do your work, your spiritual side, anything that really, really matters to you, kind of like your core values, but all of these different things. And you write out your dream life, your, you know, like what you'd be eating, what you'd be doing, who you would love, you know, like your family, all that stuff. And it really helps you prioritize like what matters to you
and how to get there, right?
And how to get there. Well, yeah. Once you identify it, the things that you want in your life, you can know, what do I need to change in my life to get this?
Yeah. What can I do today to chip away at that map that looks like that? How do I design my life? Because yeah, there's destiny, but you definitely are in the driver's seat and you get to drive. You know?
Yeah. And it's a hard thing to do, you know, to navigate. Like, it's not easy. Sometimes you're on the freeway. Sometimes you get lost. I mean, over the past 2 years, how many times have you felt like every single emotion? Making a change is so hard and scary and exciting, and you're happy and you're sad and you're scared and you're regretful and you just don't know, you know, like you feel everything.
I mean, I felt everything on this podcast in the last 30 minutes. Thinking about this stuff, my eyebrows are like Jack Nicholson, like up to my forehead, my hairline, like freaking out right now.
Why are you freaking out?
Because I'm just reflecting and it's intense and it's like, oh wow, like you really have a lot of power to do what you want.
Yeah.
And it's all like, I would say it's so mental.
Yeah.
Life is like 75% your mental strength and then 25% really solid action and being nice to people and karma.
Did you make that up? Is that a new Teddy Search
quote? I made that up. I do.
She's here with the percentages.
Here, just give out
her scientific facts.
Look, these are 2022 facts, okay? The mind is 75% of your life.
So we should add like a Teddy facts to every single episode.
I think that could be wild, but
no, I mean, but it is true. The mind, no, I know. The mind is very, very powerful.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
If you think you can't change or it won't ever happen to you, it won't.
No, and
if you take that first step forward and you think you can and you will, you will.
And you do.
And it's so simple. Literally. Isn't it so simple? It's like, why do we do this to ourselves? Like this self-sabotage. I could eat that apple every day instead of that egg and cheese sandwich. But what do I choose to do? Eat the egg and cheese sandwich. I could put off a phone call that would take me 2 minutes to make in the morning at 9 a.m. But what do I do? Wait till Friday. And they don't answer me because it's Friday.
You wake up and you're 33 in LA and you say, I'm moving to Idaho and I'm going to be a realtor. And then in 30 days, you're in Idaho and you're signed up for real estate school and you don't know anybody. You know, it's like can be as small as the apple, but that's a huge health benefit. So it's a huge thing, but it also could be as big as what I just said.
Totally.
And just doing it. I just think that it's like, I think if you're taking a risk, it's like, ask yourself, like, am I physically safe? Is there anything like that could like totally go wrong? Like, am I going to be safe or alive or like all these scary things? Ask yourself. And it's probably like, no, this is all in my head that I can't do this stuff.
Totally.
And you don't have to have a rich dad. You don't have to have any, like, you don't have to have all the things that people make you think you need to succeed. But you do have to show up and you have to put yourself out there. And that's true. You have to try. It doesn't help. Like being a shy girl is you're not a shy girl anymore. No one's allowed to be a shy girl. Like, go talk.
I used to be so shy.
I know, but hasn't your life like totally like unfolded better and faster by not being a shy girl?
Totally. I'm one step ahead of people.
Ooh.
I'm proactive.
Yeah.
I faced my fears. I followed my gut feeling. I decided to act and I did it. And those are the steps you can take to create change. It's the same as making a goal, right?
I think that's the biggest thing. And in Girl Powerful, it's like seen, valued, and heard. Heard is like you were shyer than you are now. You're not shy anymore. But I was so scared of public speaking. And all we did for the year during COVID was do news and podcasts and just get over ourselves.
I know.
Get over the fear. And then,
they're like, okay, Lisa on NBC7, we're here to tell you something.
Yeah, we're like, okay, what have we been so scared about?
I know. And so it's liberating.
It's right? Liberating. And I like that's why I wanted to talk to you about this stuff, because I wish I would have done it 10 years ago. Like, for me, you know, here I am. I can't say I wish I did that 10 years ago. But if someone's 22 and scared of public speaking, or they're not the first one to throw their hand up when there's an opportunity or say something in the meeting at work, why? Like, go share your ideas with people. Go speak up. Like,
yeah. Well, I want everyone listening right now to take this as your cue, take this as your opportunity to sit with yourself tonight and think about a change you want to make, big or small, in your life. Take care of your needs before other people and really stand in your power. That girl power. Mm-hmm.
Sonia,
yes.
What makes you feel most alive?
Well, right now.
Right now, talking to me?
It's an act that we've been doing ice baths, so ice plunges,
Let me tell you, I've never felt more alive and alert than after I do something like that. And that is something I was terrified to do. I was like shaking, and I know it's like so good for your nervous system and your cells and, you know, just feeling good and fresh. But that's something that makes me feel really alive. Mm. Doing breath work and then getting in an ice bath.
I love that. And what? The ice bath thing is really cool, and I'm glad that we got to experience that together. But like the free version of that, if you can't go to an event or no one's having an event, is like a cold shower. That's yeah. free.
And ice then breath, in your tub.
Breath work is free. So totally. You just name two things that help you that cost $0.
Yeah, jumping in the ocean, jumping in a river or a lake. I mean, if you're close to water.
What about if I come over to your house and spray you with the hose?
That's not the same. That does not make me feel alive. It makes me feel angry. What makes you feel the most alive, Teddy?
What makes me feel the most alive? No one said this. I think we're, nearing maybe like 45 interviews on here, do you think?
Yeah.
You know what's really fun? Getting a deal.
Pizza.
Getting a deal.
Yes. Yes. And getting knowing, that? Yes.
And knowing you got a deal shopping and then seeing that item in your house and saying, look at that. That was supposed to be $500 and I got it for $252. And finding so much pride in that.
You're hysterical. I took that another way. You are hysterical, Teddy.
Well, most people do, but that's kind of, it's true. It's a very fun feeling.
No, I know.
And you feel alive.
It's like, I got this on sale. Because you feel better telling people about it.
The worst feeling is buying it not on sale and then seeing it going on sale.
Yeah, that's the worst.
So that's the question, what makes you feel most dead?
What makes you feel the most alive? Getting a deal. That's pretty awesome and epic. I thought you meant like closing a deal. So like signing a contract.
Oh,
that makes me feel really
alive. Heck yeah. Selling a house.
For about 24 hours.
But I literally was talking about getting a deal, shopping on a sweater.
You're like, you know, when you see that ottoman in your living room and it was supposed to be $395.
And I got it for $192. That's awesome to me.
Yeah.
And selling houses. And when people just are genuine, that makes you feel good. It makes you feel like the best version of alive as a human being. Connection is there when people are genuine.
For sure.
All right. Well, I love you guys, everyone listening.
Love you too. Go out there, move and shift, baby.
Yeah. Go do something exciting.
Move that body, move that mind.
Okay, Sonia, goodbye.
Goodbye.
And everybody, use our Indeed link and go look for a new job. Maybe that's something that's part of your change.
Please hit subscribe if you have not already. That way, a new episode is delivered directly to your feed every week.